Welcome to the Deep Dive, where we take a stack of information and really distill it down for you. Imagine waking up one morning, you check your email, maybe the news, and there's this stark warning from your car maker. Do not drive your vehicle.
Yeah, I mean, that's not something you expect to see.
Exactly. And that's the urgent reality for hundreds of thousands of Citroën and DS3 owners across Europe right now. Stellantis has expanded this pretty unprecedented stop drive order.
Mm-hmm.
So today, we're really going to unpack this critical safety alert, and it's linked to a name many of us will unfortunately remember, Takata Airbags.
And what's really fascinating here, or maybe alarming, is just the absolute clarity of it. A stop drive order, it's not, you know, your standard recall notice, like bring it in when you can. This is immediate, stop now.
Right. It implies a really significant right now safety concern.
Definitely. So we'll dive into, you know, which specific cars are hit by this and crucially, why now? Why is this happening years after these cars were actually built?
Okay, so let's get specific. This expansion of the stop drive order from Stellantis. Which cars are we talking about and what are the production years involved?
Okay, so the order hits two main models, the Citroën C3 and the first generation DS3. And just to be super clear, that's the original DS3 model.
Yeah.
Okay, not the newer DS3 Crossback.
Gotcha. Original DS3.
Right. And the production window is pretty wide. Cars built between 2009 and 2019.
Wow, 2009 to 2019. That's a full decade of production.
It is. So if you own one of those, a C3 or that original DS3 from those years, well, this order applies directly to you.
And the scale here.
Yeah.
It's not just a few cars in one country, is it? The geographical reach seems huge.
No, not at all localized. The sources we looked at highlight Stellantis expanding this across 24 countries in Europe. 24.
That's staggering. What does that tell us?
Well, it points to a really widespread risk, probably linked to something common across those regions.
Yeah.
The thinking is environmental factors like persistent heat and humidity. It seems those conditions might be speeding up the degradation of these specific airbag inflators.
Ah, okay. So maybe ongoing analysis showed the risk level changed, particularly in certain climates.
Exactly. That seems to be it. It elevates it from a standard recall, where maybe the risk was theoretical, to a stop drive, meaning the danger is now considered critical, immediate even.
And the name Takata.
Oh.
We've definitely heard it before in relation to airbag issues. Can you give us a quick refresher on the core problem? What makes these airbags potentially so dangerous, especially now?
Sure. So the heart of the Takata problem lies with the chemical propellant they used inside the inflator. It's ammonium nitrate. Now, over time, and this is key, especially when it's exposed to cycles of high temperature and humidity, that chemical can break down. It becomes unstable.
Unstable how?
Well, instead of inflating the airbag correctly in a crash, the unstable propellant can cause the metal inflator housing itself to rupture, explode, basically.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and that explosion sends sharp metal fragments, shrapnel, flying into the cabin directly at the driver or passengers.
Right. And the stop drive order suggests that for these C3s and DS3s, that risk isn't just theoretical anymore. It's deemed unacceptably high now.
Precisely. Too dangerous to keep driving, even for one more trip. That's the message.
So let's bring this back to the listener. What does this all mean for you, especially if you, or maybe someone you know, actually drives one of these cars? What are the immediate steps?
Okay. The absolute immediate takeaway. If you own a Citroën C3 or one of those first-gen DS3s from 2009 to 2019, you need to contact your local authorized Stellantis dealer, like right now.
Don't wait.
Don't wait. They've been instructed on what to do. They should arrange to get your vehicle recovered safely, and this is important at no cost to you.
And they won't make you drive it there.
Absolutely not. That's the whole point of stop drive. Don't drive it anywhere, not even to the dealership. They should sort out recovery.
Okay. And what about getting around in the meantime?
They'll typically provide a loaner car while your car is waiting for the repair. But the critical part, honestly, is making that first call and not driving the car.
It really underscores the level of risk they see.
It does. And think about the logistics for Stellantis. Huh? Contacting potentially hundreds of thousands of owners across 24 countries, arranging recovery, loaners. It's a massive, massive operation.
Almost like a military exercise just to prevent these potential failures.
You could say that. It shows how seriously they're taking this specific risk, thankfully.
Absolutely. That vigilance, even years later, is crucial. This deep dive really highlights how these safety issues, they can linger and evolve, can't they, for well over a decade.
They really can. New data, new analysis can change everything.
So here's something for you, the listener, to mull over. How does a long-standing complex issue like the Takata recall keep changing? How does it continue to challenge both car owners and the manufacturers, years, even decades later, leading to these urgent new actions like a stop drive?
Yeah, it's a question about risk assessment, communication, and maybe even the lifespan of components in ways we didn't fully grasp before. Definitely something to think about.